وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at justice from the perspective of the commander of the faithful, commander-in-chief, Amir al-Mu'mineen wa Sayyid al-Muwahideen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi as-salam. When the Muslims were at a stage where they could not find anyone unjust to rule them, because they loved to be ruled by unjust people, they turned to Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi. But he frowned upon them because he knew what kind of people they are and what they want from him. So he could not play by their rules, nor can they subject to his. Staggering crowds had pleaded with him to accept the Khilafates. But this overwhelming support was short-lived, because Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he took reins and started ruling according to the rules dictated by the Holy Quran and the tradition and the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet, many people sensed a lingering danger to their unjustly amassed wealth. Now Ali alayhi salam will deal with them justly. Can they have such a ruler? Now, when they had no one, they had to come to him. Now he's in power. He's doing what Allah wants him to do. Now the feeling, there, as we say, there's a spider-tangling feeling start to kick in. And even though the people did not want a good virtuous ruler, they did not want an absolute just one either, who will not show any leniency or favoritism in the matter of administrating justice and fairness. As human beings, we do love to have a just ruler. But sometimes, if I feel that my property, my needs are in danger, I wouldn't want such a person to be in power. I want a person who's 50-50, who can turn a blind eye, who can let me get away with things. A person I could bribe, a person I could buy, a person I can give a gift to. Now, obviously, that is not Ali alayhi salam. That could be anyone else, but not Amir al-Mu'mineen. Ali alayhi salam is either 100% or nothing. He can't get any better than that. And this is not something people can handle. And he told them up front. He said to them, you will not be able to outstand. You're not strong enough to accept my justice. I am no good for you because I am not what you want. But they rejected. They thought, well, he's a good guy, the cousin of the Prophet. He's a good worshipper. What harm could he do? How bad could it get? And when he came to power, and he dictated the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he applied them to the teeth, everyone fled. And he said, ما ترك لي الحق من صديق. Truth has left me no friends. Let us take a short break, and we continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at justice from the perspective of the commander of the faithful, Aliyun alayhi as-salam. People who emphasized justice became a thorn in the flesh of those who want riches and power. Also was the case with Imam Ali alayhi as-salam. He was the biggest thorn in the flesh of the unjust. Under his rule, the corrupt were squirming with the imposition of truth and justice after being accustomed to having their way during the reign of the early three caliphs, who let on forces and injustice because they were not strong enough to oppose the corrupt and the powerful. And that's a problem, isn't it? When you have too much corrupted people, the wealthy and the rich and the powerful, those who have the money and the men and the guns, when you are, as a government, faced with these people, you find yourself helpless to apply justice. So you would go with the flow, as we say. Was the same thing with Amir al-Mu'mineen, though? Did he back down? Did he decide to be unjust because he is faced with those who have power? Nay, that is not Ali alayhi salam. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, in his khilafat, in his rule, he was strong with battles against corrupted and deviant Muslims. He got into battles, beginning from the Battle of the Jamal against Aisha, the wife of the Prophet herself, because she wanted money, she wanted position, and her and Talha and Zubair, these guys were after the wealth, they wanted position. Imam Ali denied them. They were very powerful. Aisha, Talha and Zubair, in the Muslim world until today, they are held in a great regard. And back in the day, they were obviously the closest or among the closest to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa ala. So they were revered in the Muslim world. When they came to Imam Ali alayhi salam, one was seeking position, the other was seeking money, the other was seeking inheritance. Imam Ali alayhi salam rejected them bluntly without any response. Now that did not go very well for them, for they have power, they have people behind them. They raised a war that killed over 15,000 Muslims. But Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah did not back down. If you want to wage a war on me for me applying justice, so be it. I will stand with justice with my last drop of blood. So Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi went to the camel. And then he went to Siffin against Muawiyah, who was seeking power. Then the battle of Nahrawan against the Khawarij, who did not like the attribution with the rebel Muawiyah in the battle of Siffin. And you see, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, he had to fight different people in different battles for different reasons. Whether it's power, whether it is money, whether it is Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, they're not happy with his actions. He did not care. Justice had to be applied. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صل يا ربي على طه الأمين رحمة أرسلته للعالمين وعلى آل النبي أجمعين فبه